weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
LGBT History Month is almost upon us, and to tell us a little bit more about what's planned, we're joined by the host of Cambridge 105's Rainbow Radio, Bex Manning.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I suddenly realised that was almost very like Fox News-style introduction for you.
Well, I'm going to storm off.
That's good. Yeah, you're most welcome, nonetheless. So, your involvement in all of this, so what's the connection?
Very excited. I've got like three hats. So I work for the Encompass Network, which is Cambridge's LGBT network, which brings all the services and organisations together.
Conveniently based at the other end of Gwydir Street.
Just at the other end, yes, in an old brewery. I don't know what that says about us.
Close to all good radio stations and coffee houses.
And secondly, obviously Cambridge 105. You will hear me hopefully quite a lot. Giving you all the stuff that you need to know about LGBT History Month. And thirdly, I actually have a social enterprise that helps people who are transgender. And we've got an event as part of LGBT History Month as well. So which hat do you want me to wear first?
I don't know any you like, really, as long as you can see out. So what's planned? What sort of things will be happening?
It's very exciting. We've got over 30 events in our calendar, which you can find at encompassnetwork.org.uk. We launch with the rainbow flag being launched on the Guildhall. That's Monday at 12:30. The mayor's going to be there and say a few words. And do I have to salute it? I don't know, probably not. And there's also, we kick off the fun and entertainment with a film at the Arts Picture House called Xenia, which I think Toby's going to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, that on the Bums and Seats mentioned just before the news on that.
And there's anything, I mean, if you fancy having a go, there's an open mic night on the 5th of February, next Friday, at Anglia Ruskin. Cambridge Uni have got some talks for you to go to if you fancy more of a sort of academic side of things. Films obviously at the Arts Picture House. If you need to know legal stuff, and I'm thinking more civil partnerships, maybe if you are thinking of changing gender or something like that and you need to know the legal side, then Woodfines have got an event on the 10th of February. And we're even going to play pool as well.
Oh, that sounds good.
But you have to be a woman to play pool or identify as a woman.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was going to ask about this. And, because, some of these events are probably pretty good events to go along to, whether you're a gay, straight or somewhere in the middle.
I think that's the main thing about LGBT History Month. It's inclusive. So don't feel that if you aren't part of our rainbow family, you can't come. In fact, we'd love you to, because we'd like to show off and show you all the wonderful diversity that we have in our community. Mm.
And is it about the history, or is it more about the here and now?
There are a couple of talks about history, because I don't know if you know, but obviously The Imitation Game, the film last year, sort of highlighted the fact that there were people in the LGBT community who have made a massive impact on our history.
And that was the drama about Alan Turing.
That's right, yes.
And who had great difficulties with his sexuality.
Absolutely.
And suffered tremendously, and as we know, ultimately took his life.
Yeah, absolutely. And throughout history, there are prominent LGBT people who have just been swept under the carpet. So we do have a bit of that, but mainly it's about the now, celebrating the diversity, particularly in Cambridge, because it's amazing, and looking to the future as well.
Do you think Cambridge is, more, shall we say, LGBT friendly than other cities, or is it generally the fact that society is embracing the LGBT community so much more than it used to, I'd say almost even 10 years ago?
Yeah, it is definitely changing, and Cambridge is an interesting concept, because almost LGBT is hidden, because it almost feels like you don't need a separate LGBT arena. However, Encompass Network have done something called the Needs Assessment, so they actually went out and got some really good research, and particularly in the rural areas, so outside of Cambridge, maybe in sort of South Cambridgeshire and out into sort of Soham that way. Certainly with the rural isolation, there is definitely still a need for services and to celebrate.
That's an interesting aspect of it, really, because the city, there is always something. There's, as you mentioned, Encompass just up the other end of Gwydir Street from us. But if you're, I know, people say, oh, it's a bus, it's a car, you can get in. But it's not the same. And sometimes attitudes are still different outside of cities. You know, I think of my time in London and the fairly open approach to the gay community there, and to compare that, I don't know, with anywhere rural, really.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the thing about Cambridge. It's had a long history of diversity. We've got two big universities in the city, and that promotes a lot of different people being drawn in. And there are still gaps out in the rural areas, and charities like Sexuality, who deal with LGBT youth, so under 25s, are doing amazing work going out into the communities. And also technology can take a part. You know, people now can Skype, and there's definitely more ways of getting involved.
So it's very much the support there.
It is, yeah. There's still some lacking around transgender, hence why I set up a transgender social enterprise. Was sort of, once you get to 25... there isn't much there. There's Cambridge Diamonds, which is kind of a social group. So we're going to try and fill the gap with that.
I've often wondered, and this arguably applies to a lot of groups, but people from within the LGBT community, those ones who are open about their sexuality, do you think they almost like feel the need to sort of wave the rainbow flag, as it were, and say who they are when one compares to, I don't know, I guess other, you know, groups and religions. You know, I've got a friend who's a Methodist. She doesn't go around shouting that she's a Methodist all the time, for example.
It's a debate we have on Rainbow Radio every third Saturday, Cambridge 105.
Nice.
It is that we have what we call a heteronormative world. So it's a heteronormative world.
Okay.
So I assume, looking at you, that you have a wife, or that you like women, and you like the same, and that's kind of the standard.
About two-thirds right there.
Yeah. So when people say we kind of come out every day, it kind of, you do, but you just don't realise it. So the fact that you wear a wedding ring, or you might have a picture of your wife, or you might tell me about your children, etc., etc., just by standard normal conversations, you're coming out. But because you expect me to be doing the same, I have to often say, yeah, my girlfriend, just to throw that one in.
But I guess that's the thing. Society does expect people to conform, and... for whatever reason, it pushes people away if they don't necessarily fit in with the rules of which society, whatever that might be, has established in the first place.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are people who stay in the closet or are comfortable enough that they don't mention that they are gay. It's more difficult for transgender, because generally if you are changing from one gender to another, you have to do an outside change. So people can see, actually, if you are male to female, that all of a sudden you're
well, I remember somebody I know from my day job, Mike, and he worked for a TV company in London, and then he told me he was going off to Amsterdam, and the next time I bumped into him at a trade show in Amsterdam, shook my hand, didn't know who this person was, looked down at the badge, and then Mike had become Maya.
Yeah.
But was perfectly happy to come into the open of the trade show, to wine and dine on this particular company stand and have a chat about everything.
And that's it. And also, you've got to remember, again, if you listen to Rainbow Radio, that gender can also be fluid. So there are certain people who don't acknowledge that there's male and female. They sort of flick around into the middle. So
yeah. Not just, you mentioned Rainbow Radio, but you're going to be contributing various bits and pieces to the 105 schedule over the next month or so as well.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you up to date with all the events. As I say, so much going on, from films to yoga to family fun days, whatever. If you want to find out all the details, it's encompassnetwork.org.uk. We've got a nice calendar there for you.
Okay. No, that's useful. Okay, well, Bex, look, thank you very much for coming by. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Back in on, I think, doing stuff both into 105 Drive and into 105 Today over the next few weeks. It goes on the whole month?
It's the whole month. So we kick off on Monday the 1st and we finish Monday the 29th, and we launch an amazing campaign called Safer Spaces, which I haven't got time to talk to you about now, but I will do, and it's going to be amazing.